The Picture of Dorian Gray, read by Tim Bruce. As they entered, they saw Dorian Gray. He was seated at the piano with his back to them, turning over the pages of a volume of Schumann's Forest Scenes. "You must lend me these, Basil," he cried. "I want to learn them. They're perfectly charming." "That entirely depends on how you sit today, Dorian." "Oh, I'm tired of sitting, and I don't want a life-size portrait of myself," answered the lad, swinging round on the music stool in a wilful, petulant manner. When he caught sight of Lord Henry, a faint blush coloured his cheeks for a moment, and he started up. "I beg your pardon, Basil. I didn't know you had anyone with you." "This is Lord Henry Wotton, Dorian, an old Oxford friend of mine. I've just been telling him what a capital city you were, and now you've spoiled everything."
"You've not spoiled my pleasure in meeting you, Mr. Gray," said Lord Henry, stepping forward and extending his hand. "My aunt has often spoken to me about you. You are one of her favourites, and, I'm afraid, one of her victims also."
"I am in Lady Agatha's black books at present," answered Dorian, with a funny look of penitence. "I promised to go to a club in Whitechapel with her last Tuesday, and I really forgot all about it. We were to have played a duet together. 3 duets, I believe. I don't know what she'll say to me. I'm far too frightened to call."
"Oh, I'll make your peace with my aunt. She's quite devoted to you. And I don't think it really matters about your not being there. The audience probably thought it was a duet. When Aunt Agatha sits down to the piano, she makes quite enough noise for 2 people.
"That's very horrid to her, and not very nice to me," answered Dorian, laughing. Lord Henry looked at him. Yes, he was certainly wonderfully handsome, with his finely curved scarlet lips, his frank blue eyes, his crisp gold hair. There was something in his face that made one trust him at once. All the candour of youth was there, as well as all youth's passionate purity. One felt that he had kept himself unspotted from the world. No wonder Basil Hallward worshipped him.